One Verse, Five Voices. Edited by Nina Litvick and Salvador Litvick, the Accidental Talmudist. And you will eat and be sated, and you shall bless the Lord, your God, for the good land he has given you. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 10. Rabbi Rebecca Schatz, Associate Rabbi, Temple Beth Am. I have never understood watching food competitions. Stuffing faces with unnecessary abundance seems sinful to me. And it is uncomfortable also watching someone eat after a period of hunger. Whether in historical footage or on the street rummaging through a trash can to find a morsel to eat. It brings tears to my eyes. Someone living without basic needs, surrounded by a world of abundance and gluttony. Our verse begins with the words, "And you will eat, and you will be satiated, and you will bless." What do we bless? God, for the good land that has been given to us, not the food, interestingly. This year, I read this verse differently. I read it as a way for us to give thanks for our land, the people who work our fields and those who bring us produce. I read it as a way of recognizing that we are not always satisfied, but that many others are less satisfied than we. We are taught to say Birkat Hamazon after a meal that is satisfying. Our sages point to a time where this was a blessing only said after satiation was felt, not just a certain type of meal. That satiation should remind us of gratitude practice. Does someone finish a food competition and share a blessing for the food? Yet, if someone is starving and has the opportunity to eat, they always share a form of blessing. Let us be more mindful of how we are praising those who feed us and how to feed those in need of our blessing. Rabbi Elliot Dorf, American Jewish University. Like me, most readers of the Jewish Journal are not worried about whether they will have food the next time that they are hungry. It is precisely for us that this verse is important so that, as the Torah continues after this verse, we do not say to ourselves, "My own power and the might of my own hand have won this wealth for me," Deut. 8:17. Why is gratitude, both to God and to people who have benefited us, important? It is because it affirms the reality that we depend on other people and on the resources of the planet for our very existence, let alone any of our accomplishments. This realization should prompt us to preserve the planet and work with other people toward good ends. Gratitude also instills in us humility, a trait the Torah ascribes to Moses, Numbers chapter 12 verse 3, and thus extols. Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, Z.L., thought that awe and wonder are the heart of what Judaism is trying to teach us. As I explained in some detail in my 2024 book, Ethics at the Center, Jewish Theory and Practice for Living a Moral Life, I think that gratitude is the core of what Judaism is trying to teach us. That is why, upon waking in the morning, we are supposed to thank God for being alive. Why, according to the rabbis, we are supposed to say 100 blessings each day, and why, as this verse demands, we should bless God for our food. Rabbi Barry J. Chesler, School Rabbi and Jewish Studies Faculty, SSLI. All great religion cultivates the attitude of gratitude. Saying, "thank you," projects humility, recognizes that we are dependent on others. We know this verse from the Grace After Meals. An alternative translation. You shall eat and be satisfied with whatever you have eaten, even if this meal is not enough. You must bless, praise God for the good land he has given you. Wherever you are, whatever patch of earth provided your food, we link it to the promised land. The food we eat is about our existential situation at the moment, and about a cosmic process whose end is redemption. We eat for today, and for eternity. We recite this grace after meals when we have eaten bread, whose blessing acknowledges God as the one who brought forth bread from the earth. When we drink wine, we thank God for creating the fruit of the vine. Bread and wine both require significant human effort. Unlike fruits and vegetables, they are not found in nature. The blessings we recite minimize the human role, magnify the divine role. We subordinate ourselves to the divine. If we do not acknowledge God's role at the beginning, we are unlikely to do so at the end. These blessings force us to make the meal more divine than we might otherwise. It is a privilege to thank those who have bestowed blessing on us. We cannot but wish to bless, praise them in return. Kylie Orlobel, President at Cole Digital Marketing. One of my rabbis, Rabbi Elchanan Schaff of Bais Nesses of Los Angeles, BKLA, taught me an important lesson. While you need to say a blessing before you eat anything, it is much more important to thank God after you have eaten. Why? After you eat, you are satisfied. You are probably tired, especially after a long Friday night Shabbat meal, which can run late into the night. After you've eaten, you don't really need God anymore, right? You got your food and you gobbled it up and now you are full. That's what matters, just ask Esau. Saying thank you to God in those moments where it is hard matters so much more. Religious critics and skeptics like to say, why does God need so much praise? Why must we thank Him constantly? He's God. That's because the thanking is not for God. It's for us. It's to show us that every moment of our life is blessed. We are only here because God wants us to be here. He breathes new life into us every single day. If we don't thank Him for our blessings, we start to take Him, and our lives, for granted. It's not a given that we will have food on the table or full bellies. The food is only there because God decides it will be there. Even if it's inconvenient, even if you don't feel it, don't forget for a second to thank Him. Rabbi Nathan Halevi, Kahal Joseph, Rabbi Halevi at kahalyaspe.org. Your lives will be filled with such pleasure and goodness that your lips will grow weary from saying, enough. Israel is such a blessed land that even a small amount of its produce leaves a person satisfied. This fullness inspires us to bless and thank Hashem with a complete heart. Recognizing His love and appreciating His gift of the land safeguards and protects us from exile. Hashem's purpose in causing Israel to endure 40 years in the wilderness was to ensure that, upon entering the land, we would fully appreciate this extraordinary gift. Those 40 years were a period of education, discipline, and preparation. This is compared to a father who lovingly disciplines his son so that he develops refined character and elevated traits. When the child later achieves success, he remains humble, his heart not led astray by prosperity. This message speaks directly to us today. When we reflect upon the suffering our nation has endured throughout history, together with the miracle of our survival, our hearts are moved to bless Hashem sincerely for the abundant goodness He has bestowed upon us. How much more so in our generation, privileged to witness the Jewish people restored to the land of Israel, to experience its blessings once again. In truth, our blessings benefit us even more than they honor Hashem. They awaken gratitude, deepen our awareness of His constant kindness, strengthen our faith and fill our lives with light, joy, and a renewed appreciation for every gift He lovingly bestows.